Hallo und herzlich willkommen zu Ganz schön gesund, dein Podcast für ganzheitliche Gesundheit.
Wir sind Alina und Laura und wünschen dir jetzt ganz viel Spaß mit der nächsten Folge.
Good thing, okay. Yeah. So, let's start. Hello, everybody. I am very honored to have my yoga teacher, my own yoga teacher in my podcast. That's so amazing. Nice to see you again. We haven't seen each other for too long.
Too long. That's a good answer. I don't want to put any time on it. Thank you for the invitation. I am very honored to be on your show.
Love it. Yeah. And we want to talk about very special things, I think, because when I met you the first time, by the way, her name is Alex. when I met you for the first time, I think you might be the first person in my life which is so happy. I think I never met a person which is happier than you.
That's amazing to hear, especially when I reflect back on the time that we met, which is of course too long ago, but not that long, and that I see the progress that has happened for me over the last few years. It's really like interesting that already back then that you say that I had, I don't know, maybe the energy of being happy and just approaching life from a positive point of view. And that's still to the core of my days.
That's still today. That's so nice. Crazy. What did you suppose when you were younger, how life should be when you were young? What was it?
When I was a young girl, I think you can say that there was a lot of laughter. I just love making stupid jokes and I love having people around me that are laughing. So I was the one making the stupid jokes. Still doing that, by the way. Nothing changed. I love sunshine, that is for sure. I prefer sunshine. Although rainy days are nice from time to time, but I think sunshine is providing as well that sense of feeling good. Mm-hmm. I thought already in my younger years that life should be like that comforting blanket or my teddy bear. I didn't have a comfy blanket, but I had a teddy bear. That was my biggest friend. Life was easy, not difficult.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's life nice.
Should still be easy and not difficult.
Yeah. Where did you grow up?
In the Netherlands. I'm born just outside of Amsterdam, and because of my dad's job, we moved to the eastern border quite in stages, but at the end, when I was about 8, we lived on the eastern border, so on the German side. I do speak some German, but I will not put you in that pleasure today. It's not that great anymore. And I moved abroad when I was 17, so that was my first job in Switzerland. And after that, I moved to France. So growing up, yes, in the Netherlands, but already with the eye to that the world is a big playground to discover. And I did straight away when I was out of school. I just go travel and go explore. And my parents said to me, go travel, go explore. And whenever you're ready, then you might end up in school or not. And they were fine with that.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's the nicest thing, I think, when you have the parents behind you and they really feel that that what you're doing is what you really want to do and that they are just for it and not against it.
Yeah. No, they were all about please go explore, and they were not about pushing me in a certain direction from school, university whatsoever. It just didn't work, and I wasn't the right kid for that to do anyway. And then they said, I'll just go work and then figure it out on the way. And that's what I'm still doing. I'm still figuring things out, and I'm still exploring. And I don't think there's going to be an end to that, because I just love every little bit of it. It's just, life is freaking amazing. As long as you can approach it from that. Every day is a new discovery to be made. Every day is a new chance to meet new people and to have great conversations like we're having now, and that's what life is for me. Is that's the most important things.
What would you say is the most important thing when you travel around?
Feel good in your own skin. Because when you feel good in your own skin, feeling comfortable, you can call it feeling safe. That means that everywhere where you arrive, you have this inner security. You have this, it's built inside you that you don't need something from the outside to comfort you or to make you feel secure. So even if you do arrive in a little bit of a dodgy area, which can happen, it can always happen, that you feel safe with yourself. And that is, I think, the most important part. And that's also what makes it fun again.
And I think when you are safe in your own body and in your own mind, then it makes it easier to get in contact with different kind of people, right?
Because you're at ease. You're feeling, you don't have your shoulders plugged in your ears because you're scared. And you're opening as well up to others to receive the contact with new people. And it's almost like feeding yourself, but when we say feeding ourselves, we think very quickly on nutrition, on food. But I think that feeding yourself has more in the sense from your mindset. What do you practice? What do you do for your physical body? How does your physical body feel? How do you feel emotionally? How do you feel mentally? And if that is all in a pretty good place, you start feeling that sense of safety and comfort in your own physical body, which means you open up for a new context and new experiences outside.
That's a nice picture, I think, when you say feed yourself, not just with nutrition, but also like with your thoughts or your words. Because I often see when I have my clients that they say, oh, I didn't do it well, I didn't do my breakfast well or my lunch well, and I'm saying, okay, but that's not the point. The point is that you feel what you're doing, that you feel sometimes that it's okay to let go and eat something which is maybe not that good for you or your physical body, but is good for your mind. And this is also something you learned us when, or you teach us when we met in India, because you, I think it was, we had quite healthy stuff in the teacher training. And then some of the girls ate pancakes or some stuff, and you were like, why not, it's okay. And I really love that, because we forget that nutrition is not just healthy for your physical body, but also for your mental body.
It's also how you if you do talk in the role of food and what we put inside us, not feeling guilty in, you know, skipping the healthy breakfast for one time, not feeling guilty to eat the pancakes. It's just, it's also the mindset, how you eat stuff. If you eat, let's say the unhealthy, quote unquote, unhealthy pancakes with a guilty mindset, your body is going to receive it this way. Yeah. But if you eat the quote unquote unhealthy pancakes with a positive mindset from I'm nourishing my body, I'm balancing this out again by, you know, stacking them up with blueberries or having a nice ginger tea on the side, whatever. Yeah. But then it is okay. But how you receive your food without feeling guilty about it is just as important as what you put in there. Yeah. So
I totally agree with that. Definitely. How, what would you say, which is the most important fact, which has, well, impact, which has yoga and meditation for holistic health?
I think mostly to get to know yourself, get to know oneself, and knowing where our limitations are and where our personal growth is. Because when we know ourselves without putting a label on it, again, as in being good or bad, you have again that self-worthiness. So creating that sense of feeling a wholesome person, feeling that union within yourself without making it complicated, you know, just taking deep breaths during the day when you feel a little bit off, will give you that support already for feeling good in your own skin. And everything that from the beginning that I started with yoga and breath work and meditation, I discovered a lot more about myself and getting into contact with other layers and new aspects of my personality that I didn't even know I had. That's also a fun part. And that's an ongoing journey. It's never going to stop. It's never stopping. Like this year, everything, of course, changed a lot. And I used to be working out a lot, as in the gym. And I haven't since almost 8 months, 9 months right now.
Yeah.
And then I say, okay, my physical body has changed, but I'm totally friends with it. I don't mind. I have my yoga practice that is keeping me in connection with myself. Yeah. Without making it very heavy, without making it as a very big thing. I just love practicing yoga. I just love moving my body.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not about looking good, but just moving your body to feel your body and to listen to it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And it doesn't really matter how it looks. It's really like, okay, yeah, it looks fine. And just put a nice dress on it. It looks great. But it's not about that. I don't need to fit in a certain image for that. So, yeah. Definitely.
How was it back when you were younger? Were there any expectations which limited you?
No, I don't think I ever had any expectations. My parents were not really about putting expectations onto something. Mm-hmm. And I am not very, I didn't grow up being very competitive. I went out of the way of competitive sports because I was a very clumsy kid. Realized I need to catch balls and stuff. Really, like, it's not my thing. I just go do something else. So no, the expectations were not high. I think my parents, they just wanted my brother and I to be happy people, to be feeling good in their own skin and to know ourselves good. I think that is what they thought was more important as bringing back high grades from school and having diplomas on the wall. And they say, oh, yeah, great, well done. But how do you feel?
Yeah. That's a good question for parents, I think.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Well done. How do you feel? Is this making you feel better, or is this, you know, is this bringing more worth in your life because mm-hmm. you have succeeded a certain degree, or is that not linked to each other?
Yeah,
and I think these days parents are way too much in pushing children into certain directions without the children being able to explore their own personalities.
In Germany, it's also quite early when they have to choose on which school they have to go. And sometimes I feel like children are very pushed in one direction because, of course, every parent wants the best for their children, but sometimes which you think is the best is not the best.
Because you don't know, like in the Netherlands, I think right now it changed that already at the age of like 11-12 years old you need to decide what you want to be for the rest of your life, be as in profession, and you don't even know who you are as a person yet. So how can you make a decision at 11, 12 years old? What do you want to be when you grow up? And sometimes people ask me, or I ask myself the question, they're like, what do you want to be when you grow up? And then I say to myself, I don't know. I haven't decided yet. And I'm going to celebrate my 49th birthday in a week's time. It's really like, I still haven't figured out what I want to be when I grow up. It's really like, oh, that's pretty awesome. I have my whole life to discover what do I want to be, and I don't think it is right to push children in a direction. Let them fail often, because if they from all these you can call them failures, but a failure is nothing bad. It's just that, you know, learning how to ride a bicycle, you fail often before you manage to ride the bike.
Of course.
This is with life as well. If one direction in study is not the right one, then give that liberty to choose something different. Go travel solo is the best solution. When you finish school, go travel solo.
When
we can travel again, of course, but definitely go travel. We can't, by the way.
We can't. But I think somehow I really had this situation now, because I decided to be very, completely self-employed, and also my parents, or my mother, I love you, Mom. she asked me, okay, but when are you going back? When are you doing your doctor thing again? And I was like, okay, I don't know. I don't know if I ever go back. And it's fine. For me, it's totally fine, because I feel that now there's the time to go and to just try. And if I fail, then I can go back. I have the option to go back. But for now, it feels more definitely much better to go the other way.
Yeah.
And I totally understand.
Yeah, you're exploring, you're testing things out, you're just exploring life, you're exploring boundaries, and are boundaries to be stepped over? Can you tickle them a little bit? And is it okay? Is that my direction? Oh no, I'm feeling being pushed a little bit in something else. Yeah. And this you can describe as even a yoga practice. If you see in certain movements that it's becoming a little bit complicated, be like, oh, do I want to explore here further? Can I find something else? Or, oh no, I'm being moved in a different direction. And there you get the flow of life back, because life is one big exploration. And it is meant to be lived. And we live in the heart and not in the head. And that is what the younger you make children choose certain things, the more they live in their heads. And a child should be child until they are becoming a granddad or a grandma. And all the stages in between, you should stay childlike.
Childish,
or at least definitely.
Okay. I got a two last questions for you.
Okay.
What would you tell others, or maybe others, if they are scared to live by the heart?
What would I ask them? I think the first question, what I would ask them, if they could define why are they afraid for that? And if they can define why they are so afraid of doing that, I would ask them if there is a tiny, very tiny little step that they could take in the direction of what they are so afraid of.
Yeah.
My biggest example is what I've been doing over the last few months over here. I'm afraid of underwater. And I want to go surfing. But for that, I took the long way. Okay. Yes. Okay. But I'm afraid for the underwater. That is a long story behind it. What did I do here in the Caribbean? I started snorkeling every day. I did my first dive about 10 days ago. Yes, about 10 days ago. And I'm starting to do my petty training as of the end of this month. I'm going to start. So nice. I can go surfing in about 3 to 4 months from now.
Cool.
So this, my biggest fear, I took a tiny little step into that. And that is as well living by the heart. What are you so afraid of? And what is the tiniest little step you can take in the direction of your fear?
Nice. Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I could easily talk to you for hours, especially about that topic, but we have to come to an end. I want to ask you as a last question, what are your projects or your plans in your next year, 2021?
Oh my God, there's big stuff coming up here. Well, you know, I love adventure. I love traveling and I love motivating people to create a more holistic feeling in life. And I am in the middle of, first it's going to be an online program. After that, it's going to be as well in person. There's still going to be yoga in it. There's going to be outdoor living in it. There's going to be coaching insights. The online program is a more condensed version. And the moment that we have the ability again to travel a little bit more freedom, there's going to be a 1 week immersion as well to a more remote location to experience yoga, but then not on a mat, but in life. So what does it mean to integrate yoga in your life as a whole? Cool. So this first online, and then my aim is next year in the summer, that is going to be 2 sessions offline, and the there's going to be like a 3-month program in total. Cool. So that is the biggest thing that's coming out.
Yeah.
I'm super, super excited nice. About that. Mega, mega excited. Yes.
And I know you do all by your heart. So I'm very, I think it will be very, very good.
Yeah, you get to experience me fully for a full week somewhere, probably in Peru or Chile next year in the summer. That's probably my aim. And Nepal is on the map as well. And including one-to-one access. Ask all your questions.
Nice. Okay, yes. How can people find you?
I think Instagram is going to be the easiest. It's the platform where I'm most active. And from there, you will find the link to a website, Facebook. It's my full complicated name, Alexandra Van Schaik. You might be able to tag them somewhere. But then again, in Germany, Van Schaik should be working.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, I think so.
That's okay.
I will set all the links in the show notes and everybody will find you then. Okay. Thank you very much for your time and for this inspiring interview, for your words. I'm totally happy to see you again, and I wish you all the best.
Thank you so much for the invitation, and your English was perfect.
Thank you.
My compliments. Thank you so much. Thank you.